Starting with Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
我们开始先读加拉太书第三章第一节第二节。
You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. This is the only thing I want to find out from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by hearing with faith?
加拉太书第三章第一节第二节，无知的加拉太人呐、啊，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？我只要问你们这一件：你们受了圣灵，是因行律法呢，是因听信福音呢？
Galatians chapter 3 verse 6 and 7.
加拉太书第三章第六第七节。
Even so, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Therefore, be sure that it is those who are of faith who are sons of Abraham.
第三章第六节，正如亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人，就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Verse 10.
第十节
For as many as are of the works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law to perform them.
第十节凡以行律法为本的都是被咒诅的，因为经上记着，凡不常照律法书上所写一切之事去行的，就被咒诅。
13 and 14. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. In order that in Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we would receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
13节基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的，这便叫亚伯拉罕的福因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
Chapter 4 Verse 1 through 7.
第四章第一到第七节。
Now I say, as long asthe heir is a child, he does not differ at all from a slave, although he is owner of everything. But he is under guardians and managers until the day set by the father. So also we, while we were children, were held in bondage under the element things of the world. But when the fullness of the time came,God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave,but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God.
第四章第一节，我说那承受产业的虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候却与奴仆毫无分别，乃在师父和管家的手下，只等他父亲预定的时候来到。我们为孩童的时候受管于世俗小学之下也是如此，及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。可见从此以后，你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we do thank you this morning that you have provided everything that we need to come before you.
父啊，我们感谢你，这早晨你为我们预备了一切，好叫我们来到你面前。
There is nothing that we have done that would make us qualify.
我们没有做任何事让我们能有资格。
It is by your mercy and love.
是借着你的恩典和你的爱。
Therefore, our heart is full of thanksgiving.
因此我们的心充满了感谢。
We do recognize that on this day we need to hear your voice.
我们承认今天我们要听见你的声音。
So that the voice of the Lord will become the lamp to our feet.
因此主的声音能成我们脚前的灯。
We pray specifically that this morning as we come to Galatians, make our heart willing to take up the cross.
我们特别祷告，今天早晨当我们读加拉太书的时候，愿我们的心都愿意背起十字架。
It's not about a doctrine.
这不是关乎教条。
It is about how we live our life.
而是关乎我们如何过我们的生活。
Therefore, we commit this time into your hands.
因此我们把这段时间交托在主的手中。
Recognize our weakness.
我们承认我们的软弱。
In speaking, in translating, and even in hearing.
在传讲，在翻译，甚至在听。
Without your anointing, we can achieve nothing.
没有你的恩膏，我们不能做什么。
So we look to you for the next hour.
因此我们仰望你，为着下一段时间。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
It's very important to, when you read a book in the Bible, that you understand the spirit behind the words.
这是非常重要的。当我们读圣经的书一卷书的时候，我们要明白这书后面的灵。
So we pray that every time when we read the Bible, then we will have a tutor on our side.
因此，我们祷告每一次我们在读一卷书的时候，我们旁边能有一位教师。
And the tutor is the Holy Spirit.
这教师就是圣灵。
The Holy Spirit will point to us the Spirit in the author of this book.
这教师能够向我们指出这这本书的作者所要讲的。
And if we can get in touch with the spirit of the author, then we will be able to understand the book.
如果我们能摸着这位作者的灵，我们就能明白这卷书。
And Galatians was written by Apostle Paul.
加拉太书是由使徒保罗所写的。
Now, if you count the time.Between his conversion and his eventual death, it is about 33 years.
如果你计算从他得救到他离世，一共有33年。
And this 33 years can be divided into three periods.
而这33年可以分成三个阶段。
And each period is exactly 11 years.
每一个阶段都有11年。
During his first 11 years,He spent 3 years in the wilderness and Damascus and 8 years in Tarsus.
在头一个十一年，他花了三年在亚拉伯的旷野和大马色，还有八年在大蜀。
And we do not know much about this period.
对这段日子，我们并不知道许多。
There's not a whole lot of thing written about this 11 years.
关于这十一年没有很什么描述。
Everything that we know today happened in the second 11 years.
我们今天所知道的都是关于这第二个十一年中所发生的。
All the story, most of the story that we read happened between the second period.
我们所读到的大部分的故事都是关乎这中间的十一年。
And the Lord used Apostle mightily in the second period.
在这第二个阶段，主大大的使用保罗。
He had completed 3 trips to Asia.
他完成了三次布道的旅行到亚在亚洲。
Established many churches in Asia.
在亚洲建立了许多的教会。
Just give you example how productive.Apostle Paul was.
我来举个例子来说明他那个时候是多么的有果效。
And there was a city called Thessalonica.
有一个城叫帖撒罗尼加。
It's the second largest city in Greece.
是希腊第二大的城市。
The city has about 1 million people.
这城有一百万人。
So it's a fairly large city.
而是个非常大的城市。
Apostle Paul spent 3 weeks there.
使徒保罗花了三周在那里。
Only 3 weeks.
只有三周。
You can go to Acts chapter 17. It's actually written Paul spent 3 weeks in Thessalonica.
你若读《使徒行传》十七章，你就会看到保罗在帖撒罗尼迦花了三周的时间。
And he spent his day working on tents.
而他白日他支帐篷。
He was a tent maker.
他是支帐篷的人。
He has a day job.
他白天有工作。
And he spent his nights and weekends preaching the gospel.
他晚上和周末他传福音。
He was doing that for 3 weeks.
他就这样做了三周。
And the city of Thessalonica was turned upside down in 3 weeks.
帖撒罗尼迦城就在这三周内被他翻转过来。
I don't think you can find any period, any missionary that has a more efficient 3 weeks than Paul in Thessalonica.
我想在布道历史上你不能找到比保罗在帖撒罗尼迦所花的这三周更有果效的。
That was how Paul spent his second 11 years.
这就是保罗如何在他第二个十一年中所做的。
He was extremely fruitful.
是非常有果效的。
But at the peak of his ministry,
但是在他服事的巅峰时期，
He entered into the third period.
他进入了第三个阶段。
He was largely in prison in third period.
在第三个阶段，他大部分时间在监狱里。
So this really is difficult for us to understand.
所以这对我们来说是很难明白的。
Why the Lord put such a productive person in prison?
主为什么把一个工作这么有果效的人放在监狱中？
I can think of two reasons.
我可以想到两个原因。
Reason number one.
第一个原因。
Because we need to have Ephesians, Galatians, Philemon, 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus.
第一个原因是我们需要有这几卷书，以弗所书、哥罗西书、腓立比书、腓利门书、提摩太前后书和提多书。
Could you imagine the Bible without Ephesians, Galatians?
你能想象如果圣经没有以弗所书和哥罗西书？
Could you imagine that we do not have 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus?
你能想象如果圣经没有提摩太前后书和提多书？
That's the first reason.
这是第一个原因。
Second reason.
第二个原因。
Paul not only preached the gospel.
保罗不仅传讲十字架的信息。
He lived the gospel.
他活出这福音的生活。
If you read his writings, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Romans, it's all about the cross.
如果你读他的书信，哥林多前后书，罗马书，这都是关乎十字架。
Therefore, he lived the word of the cross.
因此，他活出十字架的信息。
He walked on the way.Of the cross.
他走在十字架的道路上。
His ministry was very limited in the third period.
在他第三个阶段，他的服事是非常受限制的。
But his life in prison is a testimony of a life which is of the cross.
但他在监狱中的生活却是十字架生活的见证。
When Paul wrote the book of Galatians,It was at the peak of his ministry.
当保罗写加拉太书的时候，是他服事的巅峰时期。
So he spent his most productive time in a city called Ephesus.
在他这段时期，他大部分时间在以弗所。
Now, at Ephesus, God was performing extraordinary miracles by hands of Paul.
在以弗所，神借着保罗的手行了许多的奇事。
People even take his handkerchiefs.His apron and cover the sick, and the sick will be healed.
有人从保罗身上拿手巾或围裙放在病人身上，病就退了，恶魔也出去了。
And many of those who practice magic, they brought their books together and burn in public.
有许多贫庶、行邪术的，都把许多把书拿来堆积在众人面前焚烧。
And they count up the money of those books.
他们算计这书价。
And it's like 50,000 pieces of silver.
共值50,000块钱。
And the word was growing very rapidly.
主的道大大兴旺。
And Paul even in his own word describing this period. In 2 Corinthians,
在哥林多后书，保罗描述他这段时间。
Then Paul said, "A wide door for effective service has opened for me, and there are many adversaries."
有宽大又有功效的门为我开了，并且反对的人也甚多。
And for 2 years, Paul spent those 2 years in the place called Tyrannus.
在有两年之久，保罗在亚细亚。
And the whole Asia heard the word of the Lord.
整个亚洲都听见了主的话语。
But at this time, Paul had a burden to go to Jerusalem.
但这时保罗就有了负担要去耶路撒冷。
Then on his way to Jerusalem, he stopped at Macedonia.
在去耶路撒冷的路上，他停在马其顿。
Then he wrote the Galatians in the city of Macedonia.
他就在马其顿写下了加拉太书。
In Macedonia, he heard some news from Galatia.
在马其顿，他听见了从加拉太传来的消息。
Because some brothers and sisters, coming from Jerusalem, visit saints in Galatia.
因为有从耶路撒冷来的弟兄来拜访加拉太的信徒。
They told the saints of Galatia that you must be circumcised to be perfect.
他告诉加拉太人，你们必须行割礼才能够达到完全。
It's good you believe in Christ Jesus.
你们信耶稣是很好的。
But in order to be perfected, you must be circumcised.
但是如果要达到完全，你们必须受割礼。
In other words,No, to be a Christian is wonderful.
换句话说，成为基督徒是非常好的。
But before you can be a Christian, you must be a Jew.
但是你在成为基督徒以前，你们必须先信犹太教。
And Paul was shocked by the news.
保罗被这消息觉得非常的震惊。
Then he wrote the book of Galatians.
他就写了加拉太书。
You know, when Paul wrote this book, he was obviously shaken.
当保罗写这卷书的时候，他是非常受到震撼的。
So you must be able to see the spirit in Paul's heart.
所以你必须看到保罗心中的灵。
Now he treats this matter as a life and death.
他看这件事是生死攸关的事。
It's not about the life and death of Paul.
不是关乎保罗的生死。
It's life and death of the truth of the gospel.
而是关乎福音真理的生死。
Therefore, Paul used some very strong words in this book.
因此，在这卷书中，保罗用了许多强烈的字。
He was clearly agitated by what had happened.
他被所发生的事情而震动了。
And when Paul described this period in 2 Corinthians, he said this.
当保罗在哥林多后书描述这段日子的时候，
he said,
他说
，"Our flesh had no rest."But we were afflicted on every side, conflicts within and fears without.
他说，身体不得安宁，周围遭患难，外有征战，内有惧怕。
I said it incorrectly. Conflicts without, fears within.
外有征战，内有惧怕。
Therefore, the way he wrote Galatians is very different from other books.
因此他写加拉太书的时候和其他的书是不一样的。
Paul in every letter will find something to give thanks to the Lord.
保罗在每一卷书开始都会向主献上感谢。
In a sense, if he writes Philippians, he prays Philippians for the work, the mercy of the Lord.
他写腓立比书的时候他就感谢神的怜悯。
But you don't see that in this book.
但这卷书中你看不见。
There's almost nothing that he mentioned in the beginning.
在开始的时候，他就没有提到关于这些事。
Then when he introduced himself, he said, "Apostle." He said this way.
他自己介绍他自己。
He said, "Paul."
他说保罗。
This is the way he introduced himself, Paul.
这就是他介绍他自己。
But then he said, "An apostle not sent from man nor through the agency of man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead.
他说做使徒的保罗不是由于人也不是借着人乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神。
He never introduced himself this way.
他从来没有这样介绍他自己。
So you can see that the burden is very, very strong.
你可以看见他的负担是非常的强烈。
The burden in Paul's heart is about the truth of the gospel.
在保罗心中的负担是关乎福音的真理。
Because he's afraid the Galatians is moving away from the truth of the gospel.
因为他很惧怕加拉太人已经离开福音的真理。
So what is the truth of the gospel?
因此福音的真理是什么？
The truth of the gospel is Christ crucified.
福音的真理就是耶稣基督钉十字架。
Brother and sister, we need to have this in our heart.
弟兄姊妹，这必须存在我们心中。
I think every one of us, including our young brother and sister sitting in the front row, will be able to say Christ crucified.
我们所有的人包括坐在前面这些年轻人我们都必须知道耶稣基督并他十字架
But what is important is when someone wants to shake the foundation of gospel at that time we will be able to see Christ crucified
当有人要来动摇这福音的根基的时候我们必须要看见耶稣基督并他钉十字架
Now this is the real foundation
这是真实的根基。
So if we only have the head knowledge about Christ crucified, and we do not know how to apply in our daily life, then one day our foundation can be shaken.
如果对耶稣基督钉十字架只是我们头脑的知识，我们在生活当中没有办法应用出来，那有一天这个根基会被动摇。
Therefore, we must understand what does Christ crucified mean to me today.
我们必须明白耶稣基督并他钉十字架今天对我的意义
How can I apply this truth of Christ crucified in my life every day?
我如何将耶稣基督钉十字架这个真理从我们生活中活出来
And that's really the intent of this book, Galatians.
这就是保罗写加拉太书的用意
This morning we'll share from chapter 3 and a little bit of chapter 4on three aspects, how we can really apply Christ crucified in our daily life.
今天我们要交通第三章和第四章来看看我们如何能够将这耶稣基督钉十字架从我们生活当中活出来。
Number one, the cross redeems us from the works of the law and bring us into faith in Christ Jesus.
第一，十字架将我们从行律法中拯救出来，带我们进入信耶稣基督。
Number two.
第二
，The cross redeems us from the curse of the law and bring us into the blessing of Abraham.
十字架将我们从律法的咒诅中拯救出来，带我们进入亚伯拉罕的福。
Number three, the cross.Redeems us from the bondage of the law and brings us the adoptions as sons.
第三，十字架带我们从律法的捆绑中拯救出来，带我们进入神儿子的名分。
And for young people, we can simplify this.
年轻人，我们可以简化一下。
From the works of the law to faith in Christ Jesus is number one.
第一，从行律法。到信主耶稣
From the curse of the law to the blessing of Abraham.
第二，从律法的咒诅到亚伯拉罕的祝福
And number three, from the bondage of the law to the adoptions as sons.
第二，从律法的捆绑到儿子的名分
Let's look at this one at a time.
让我们一个一个来看
First one, from the works of the law.To faith in Christ Jesus.
第一，从行律法到信主耶稣。
And Paul was so burdened. He said, "You foolish Galatians."
保罗有何等大的负担？他就说，这无知的加拉太人。
How do you feel if someone come along and say to your face, "You foolish Houstonians"?
如果有人当着你面说你这无知的休斯顿人，你会如何
？I think no one would be happy about that, right?
我想没有人会觉得高兴。
You know, if you are addressed in this direct way,
如果你他就直接的这样说
then you will get noticed. You pay attention.
你就会注意。
So why Paul said this way?
保罗为什么这么说？
What was the foolishness of Galatians?
加拉太人的无知是在何处？
No, Galatians are not ordinary Christians.
加拉太人不是一般的基督徒。
I can tell you Galatians were far better than Corinthians.
我可以告诉你，加拉太人是比哥林多人好得多。
Galatians are the serious ones.
加拉太人是非常严肃的。
They want to be perfected.
他们要达到完全。
They want to go on with the Lord.
他们要行律法。
Therefore, go on with the Lord.
他们要跟随主耶稣。
Therefore, when these people come along and say, "I give you a shortcut,"
所以当有人来对他说，我给你一个捷径。
If you want to be perfected.I tell you, there is a shortcut.
如果你要达到完全，我告诉你这个捷径。
You know, you just get circumcised.
你只要行割礼。
Then you become the elect.
你就能成为被拣选的族类。
You get all the blessing that God promised Abraham.
你就能够得着神应许亚伯拉罕所有的祝福。
Then you become a Jew.
你就成为犹太教的人。
Then you will be accepted.
你就会被悦纳。
And they were tempted.
他们就被诱惑了。
Because they just like us.
因为他们跟我们一样。
You know, every one of us know that there is a gap between what we need to be and where we are today.
因为我们都知道，在我们所需要达到的和我们今天的光景是有极大的差距的。
Do you agree with me?
你同意我吗？
Are there any person in here say I have no gap here?
有没有人说我是没有差距的？
I am at the place I need to be.
我就已经在了我需要达到的地方。
I have arrived. 我已经达到了。
我已经达到了。
I don't think anybody in our midst can say that.
我想我们中间没有人能这么说。
We know where we need to be.
我们知道我们要达到的地方。
But we also know where we are today.
但我们也知道我们今天的光景。
And we see there is a gap between those.
我们看见这中间有极大的差距。
And we're trying to close the gap.
我们想要消除这差距。
But we're not doing that well sometimes.
但我们有时候没有办法做到。
Therefore, someone come along and say, you want to close that gap?
因此有人来说，你要消除这差距吗？
You want to move from here to here?
你要从这里达到那里吗？
I tell you a secret.
我告诉你一个秘诀。
Circumcision.
行割礼。
Will you be tempted?
你会不会被诱惑？
Galatians were.
加拉太人被诱惑了。
Brother and sister, you and I are the same way.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是一样的。
You know, every time we come to the Lord's table.
每一次我们来到主桌子面前。
And the Satan would point out to us that you see how big the gap is?
撒旦就向我们指出，你看到这差距有多大。
So this morning I was very appreciative when our brother said, when we come here it's not because anything that we have done.
并且今天早上我非常感谢我们弟兄说，当我们来到这里不是因为我们所做的。
If you come before the Lord trying to base on what you have done, then you are doomed.
如果你来到主面前是因为你自己所做的，那么你实在是不行的。
And the Satan would point that out to you.
撒旦就会把这一点指出来。
No, you haven't been reading the Bible this week.
你这周并没有读圣经。
No, you have that big argument with your spouse.
你跟你的配偶有极大的争吵。
No, you have big fight with your kids.
你跟你的孩子有争吵。
Now, when we're before the Lord, then the Satan starts pointing out all the things that we have not done right.
当我们来到主面前，撒旦就会指出我们有许多没有做对的事。
If you do not realize the fact that I am here is not because.Anything I have ever done.
如果你不明白，你来到这里不是因为你所做的任何事。
Then you will lose the freedom.
那你就失去了那自由。
You feel like you're under a bondage.
你就会觉得你在捆绑之中。
You feel like I'm not worthy.
你觉得你不配。
I can't really praise the Lord.
我不能自由的赞美主。
Because I remember I haven't reading the Bible whole week.
因为我记得我一周都没有读圣经。
How can I praise the Lord after a big fight with my parents?
我跟我的父母有这么大的争吵之后，我怎么能来赞美主
？How can I praise the Lord when I have a significant issue with my children？
当我与我的孩子有这么大的问题，我怎么能赞美主
？Brother and sister, today the reason we're here has nothing to do what we have done。
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在这里与我们所做的无关。
No, this book is about freedom。
这书是关乎自由。
The whole Galatians is about freedom.
整本加拉太书是关乎自由的。
Do we have freedom when we come before the Lord?
当我们来到主面前，我们是否有自由？
Based on our understanding, whether anything that we have ever done has anything to do our coming.
根据我们所知道的，我们能够来到这里，是否跟我们所做的任何事有关？
This is about recognize that everything is accomplished by Christ.On the cross,
这就是关乎我们承认，一切事都是由主耶稣在十字架上所做成的。
I cannot add anything to that.
我不能加上任何事。
I cannot take anything out of that.
我也不能从那里拿去任何事。
Today I can come before the table is entirely because the work has done by our Lord Jesus on the cross.
今天我来到这里是因为主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的工作。
I come here not because I read the Bible this week.
我来到这里不是因为我读了圣经。
I come here not because I have my devotion all week long.
我来到这里不是因为我整一周都有灵修。
I come here because the work of the Lord.
我来到这里是因为主耶稣基督所做成的。
Because Christ crucified.
因为耶稣基督被他钉十字架。
This will set us free.
叫我们得到自由。
Brother and sister, every time we come to the Lord,
每次我们来到主的面前
we need to recognize that Him crucified is the only reason I'm here.
我们必须承认耶稣基督被他钉十字架是唯一我们能够来到这里的原因。
When the enemy start pointing out the things you either have done wrong, you have not done.
当仇敌指出我们所做错的和我们没有做的
you just say that Christ crucified is everything I need.
你必须说耶稣基督被他钉十字架
That will set you free.
就能叫你得着自由。
That will set all of us free.
能叫我们每一个人得着自由。
Brother and sister, we pray that every time we gather around the table, that every one of us is free.
弟兄姊妹，我们祷告，每一次我们来到主桌子面前，我们每一个人都是自由的。
No one is under any condemnation.
没有任何人是在定罪中。
Doesn't matter what happened this week.
无论这周发生什么事。
Does not matter what you have done.
无论你做了什么。
But if you can look up to the Christ on the cross,
如果你能仰望耶稣基督被他钉十字
架 you should have the confidence to tell the Satan.
你就能有信心告诉撒旦
It's not by the works of the Lord.
不是由我们自己所做的
It's my faith in Christ Jesus.
是我向着耶稣基督的信心
What is faith?
信心是什么
No, we talk about faith all the time.
我们常常讲到信心
What is faith?
信心是什么
Faith is no longer I.
信心就是不再是我
It is not about me anymore.
不再关乎我
Coming to the Lord is not about me.
来到主面前不是关乎我
I cannot do anything to come to the Lord.
我不能做什么来到主面前
So faith is about not me.
信心是关乎不再是我
But Christ.
但而是主耶稣。
Everything Christ has done enabled me to come to the Father.
主耶稣所做的一切能够让我能够来到主面前。
So this is faith.
这就是信心。
So brother and sister, we have to come to this place that we recognize it is not me.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须来到这里并承认不是关乎我。
It's not I.
不是我。
This is so crucial for us to come.
这对我们是非常关键的。
It is so important to be free.
这是非常重要，让我们得着自由。
If it is about me, then I will never be free.
如果关乎我，我永远得不着自由。
If you come before the table, if it is about you, then you will not be free.
如果你来到桌子面前，而是关乎你，你永远不能得着自由。
But you must come to the table and recognize it's no longer I.
你必须承认，不再是我。
Good or bad is no longer I.
无论好坏，不再是我。
Even as good as you have been is no longer you.
甚至你有无论你有多好，都不再是你。
It is not me.
不是我。
Then you will be set free.
那么你就会得着自由。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be free.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须得着自由。
And that's what Galatians is about.
这就是加拉太书所要告诉我们的。
We're not here by the works of the law.
我们不在这里不是因为行律法。
It's faith in Christ Jesus.
是信耶稣基督。
It's faith alone.
只单单靠着信心。
I do not need anything on top of that.
除信心之外，我们不需要任何其他的事。
If you do that, if you say, I come here because my faith in Christ Jesus.
如果你能这样做，如果你能说，我来到这里是因着我向着耶稣基督的信心。
You will be a free person before him.
你在他的面前就能成为自由的人。
Brothers and sisters, this is applications.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们能够实行的。
I pray that every time when you are accused by enemy,
我祷告每一次当你被仇敌所定罪时
which happens several times each day
每天都会发生好几次
you will be reminded
你会被提醒
you will be reminded by the spirit in Apostle Paul
你会被保罗的灵所提醒
it is no longer I
不再是我
therefore I am free
因此我是自由的
because I have faith in Christ Jesus
因为我信耶稣基督
brothers and sisters this will set us free
弟兄姊妹，这就会叫我们得着自由。
Number two.
第二。
From the curse of the law to the blessing of Abraham.
从律法的咒诅到亚伯拉罕的祝福。
You know, the verse 10 said, "For as many as are of the works of the law are under a curse."
第十节说，凡不常照律法书上所记一切之事去行的，就被咒诅。
Then everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law will be cursed.
如果你不能行全律法，你就会被咒诅。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to the detail. He said, "If you do not abide all things in the law."
弟兄姊妹，请注意，这里说，你若不照律法书上所记的一切之事去行的。
Which means if you violate even one law.
这是说，如果你即使违背了一条律法
，You will be cursed，
你就被咒诅。
All right, then we will see it got worse，
然后就会更糟了。
Because no one can be justified by the law，
因为没有人靠着律法在能够在神面前称义。
Therefore, in a sense, we have been under a curse。
因此。从一方面来说，我们都是在咒诅中。
No, some of us may think that, you know, it's easier to be Adam.
有人可能会觉得，做亚当可能比较容易。
Because Adam basically had one law.
因为亚当只有一条律法，他必须遵守。
You know, most of young people, your parents had more than one law, right?
年轻的人，你们的父母都会有超过一条的律法。
And Adam has one law.
但是亚当只有一条律法
It's only one
只有一条律法
Now from any tree of the garden you may eat freely But from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat For in the day that you eat from it you will surely die
园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃因为你吃的日子必定死
You know if weCan see Adam someday.
如果有一天我们见到亚当
when you ask him how come you can't obey that one law,
我们可能问他，你为什么不能守那一条律法
You know, you will save us a whole lot of trouble, right?
你就会省了我们很多麻烦
We're going to surround him in heaven.
我们就能在天堂
Let's have some fellowship, Adam.
让我们跟亚当有点交通
How?Could you not even abide that one law?
你怎么连一条律法都不能守
You know, we have more laws to abide.
我们有更多的律法要守
No one can obey the law.
没有人能够遵行律法
And Moses got 10.
摩西有十诫
Then people expand that to 613.
然后人们就把它增加成六百13条
So we live under a huge curse
我们是在极大的咒诅中
But we thank the Lord
但我们感谢主
You know the law is a covenant, right?
律法是约
It's called old covenant
叫做旧约
But we thank the Lord There's another covenant before this covenant.
但我们感谢主，在律法之前还有更旧的约。
It's the covenant that God made with Abraham.
就是亚伯拉罕，这神与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
So there are another covenant.
所以有另一个约。
It's very. Do you remember that covenant?
你记得那约吗？
Is God made with Abraham?
是神与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
And it was very unique.
而是非常独特的。
Because God asked Abraham to bring some animals.
神要亚伯拉罕带了一些动物来。
And cut those animals in half.
而把这些动物劈成两半。
And put one half on one side.
而把一半对着一半摆着。
And the other half on the other side.
一半放在一边，一半放另一边。
And so make a little pathway.
所以中间有一条通道。
And that was the way in those times people covenant with one another.
这就是当时人立约的所做的方
法。So those people that make covenant will pass through the animals.
所以当时立约的人就从这动物中间走过去。
As an indication of signing the covenant.
就表示他们签了约。
But just when they start.Doing that, there is a terror and darkness fell upon Abraham.
当他们要那么做的时候，就有惊人的黑暗临到亚伯拉罕。
And Abraham fell into a deep sleep.
亚伯拉罕就沉睡了。
Do you remember this story?
你记得这故事吗？
I remember this story very, very, very clearly.
我非常清楚地记得这故事。
And there's a reason behind that.
后面有一个原因。
You know, back 30 years ago, maybe more than 30 years ago.
在30多年以前
we used to spend Sunday evening in Brother Tai's house.
我们主日的晚上在泰福弟兄家。
And we gathered to study Bible.
我们聚集在一起读圣经。
And Brother Wei took us from Genesis chapter 1 going forward.
魏弟兄就带我们从创世纪第一章开始读。
And we're not covering chapter at a time. We cover as much as we can, then we stop.
我们并没有读到一章，我们就读到我们时间到了，我们就停了。
Then next time we come again.
第二次我们下次我们再来读。
And by the way, have this habit. He like to review.
魏弟兄他有这个习惯，他喜欢复习。
So when we fellowship chapter 2, he will start with chapter 1, then go to chapter 2.
所以当我们读第二章的时候，他就回到第一章，然后再来读第二章。
Then we do chapter 2. Next time we do chapter 3, by the way, we'll do chapter 1, chapter 2, then chapter 3.
当我们读第三章的时候，魏弟兄再复习第一章和第二章，再来读第三章。
And the time for review getting a little bit longer, longer.
然后这复习就越来越长了。
And the time for the new stuff is shorter and shorter and shorter.
我们读的新的章节就越来越少了。
By the time you reach chapter 17,
当我们读到十七章的时候，
we can never pass this terror and darkness.
我们就没有办法读过这个惊人的大黑暗。
Because by the time we review from chapter 1 and to 17, time is up.
因为当我们从第一章复习到第十七章的时候，时间就到了。
And we went home.
然后我们就回家了。
And next week we came and we start with chapter 1 till the darkness and terrors.
然后第二次下周我们再来，我们再从第一章读到惊人的大黑暗。
Therefore, I remember very, very well first 17 chapters of Genesis.
因此对创世纪的前面十七章我记得非常清楚。
But that was good.
但是那是好的。
Because the foundation.Of the biblical truths was there in the first 17 chapters.
因为圣经基础的真理就在创世纪第一章到十七章。
So I believe God has a purpose.
所以我相信神有他的美意。
God really had a purpose.
神有他的美意。
To plan the foundation of the Bible, you know, in that first 17 chapters.
就把圣经的根基放在那头十七章。
And give us environment to listen to that every week.
能够让我们有机会每一周都听见。
Now, this is the wisdom of the Lord.
这是神的智慧。
Back to this darkness and the terror.
让我们再回到惊人的大黑暗。
And therefore, Abraham was in deep sleep.
在那里亚伯拉罕沉沉的睡了。
And later you saw a smoking oven and flaming torch that went through.
然后看你就看见冒烟的炉并烧着的火把从那些肉块中经过。
That means that God signed the covenant.
那就是说出神已经签了那约。
But Abraham did not sign the covenant.
但亚伯拉罕并没有签约。
He was in deep sleep.
他在沉睡中。
So we have a covenant here signed by one side, but not the other side.
所以这约是由一方所签了，并没有被另一方签。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思？
To fulfill this covenant, it does not require anything from Abraham.
所以要成就这约，不需要亚伯拉罕做什么。
And this covenant will be fulfilled by God and Him alone.
这约就单单由神 来成就。
So therefore, it is also called a promise.
因此这就叫应许。
Bible refers the first covenant as promise.
圣经说这第一个约是应许
A covenant signed by one party
这约只是由一方签的
And a covenant that will be fulfilled by one side
这约只要需要一方来成就
Not only that, that this covenant cannot be replaced by the second covenant 430 years later
而这个约不会被430年以后的那个约所取代
And the covenant between God and Israelite are signed by both sides
神和以色列人所立的约是由两方所签的
If you obey, you will be blessed If you disobey, you will be cursed
如果你遵循律法你就蒙福如果你不能遵行你就被咒诅
Therefore this covenant was signed by both sides.
因此这约是由两方所签的。
Only when the covenant is signed by both sides, the covenant can become a curse.
只有当约是被两方所签的，这约才能成为咒诅。
The promise can never become a curse.
应许永不会成为咒诅。
But the law will become a curse.
但律法会成为咒诅。
So what do we do?
因此我们当做什么？
Now God signed both.
神签了两遍。
God signed the law, but God also signed the promise.
前神他签了这律法，神又签了应许。
Because he signed the law and the people disobeyed the law, God had to punish them.
因为神签了这律法，所以人不能遵守律法，就要被咒诅。
But God also signed the first covenant.
但神也签了头一个约。
The first covenant is a promise.
头一个约是应许。
Does not require anything from Abraham and his descendants.
这应许是不需要亚伯拉罕或他后代做任何事。
If God destroy human beings,
如果神
destroy human beings,
如果神毁灭了人类
then he fulfill his second covenant.
他就成就了他第二个约。
But how can he fulfill his first covenant?
但神如何成就第一个约呢？
Therefore, this is a dilemma for God.
因此，这对神来说是个危机。
He is God; He has to fulfill both covenants.
他是神，他必须要成就两个约。
Therefore, when the fullness time came,
因此当时候满足的时候
，God sent forth His only Son.
神差遣他的独生爱子
to fulfill second covenant at the same time the first promise.
来成就了第二个约，同时成就了第一个约。
And this.Son became the lamb on the cross.
这儿子就成为十字架上的羔羊。
His son became the seed that he promised to Abraham.
这儿子就成为他应许亚伯拉罕的那后裔。
His son bore our sin to satisfy the second covenant.
他这位儿子背负了我们的罪孽。成就了第二个约
and redeem us from the curse of the Lord.
他拯救我们脱离了律法的咒诅
We don't need to go to the cross.
我们不需要去十字架
Because Christ redeemed us from the curse.
因为主耶稣已经把我们从这咒诅中拯救出来了
Brother and sister,
弟兄姊妹
we're not under a curse anymore.
我们不在咒诅之下了
But we need to recognize.
但我们必须承认
There is a promise.
有一个应许
The promise takes priority over the old covenant.
这应许是比那旧约有优先权
And our Lord Jesus Christ
我们的主耶稣基督
has met requirements of both the old covenants and the promise.
我们的主耶稣他已经满足了这旧约和第一个应许 的要求。
He redeemed us from the curse of the law.
他把我们从律法的咒诅中拯救出来。
This will set us free.
这叫我们得着自由。
Now, Satan always trying a scheme, trying to put us back under the law.
撒旦常常用这个诡计想把我们放回这咒诅中
Sometimes very subtly
有时是很微妙的
you know, Sometimes if you've been reading Bible all week
有时你整周在读圣经
Then you feel much better
你就感觉很好
But then you start see yourself differently when others, compared to others
当你觉得自己和其他人不一样
Sometimes when you are willing to sacrifice
有时你愿意牺牲
Of course, that's the right thing to do.
当然这是对的事。
But that makes you think yourself more than you ought to.
但是你觉得你好像做了你更多的事。
In a sense, Satan has subtly put you back under the law.
撒旦就很微妙地把你放回律法的咒诅中。
It's not by what we have done.
不是根据我们所做的。
Number three.
第三。
From the slavery under the law to the adoption as sons.
从做律法的奴仆成为得着儿子的名分。
So we may ask, why do we even have the law?
我们或许会问，我们为什么需要律法？
It looks like there's nothing good about the law.
看起来律法没有任何益处。
Maybe we shouldn't have the law at all.
也许我们根本就不需要律法。
Maybe we can have a discussion with Moses and the Lord.
也许我们可以跟摩西和主有点讨论。
You know, if law is a curse,
如果律法是咒诅
，and why do we have that curse?
那我们为什么需要这咒诅
？If God is intend to achieve what's in His mind,
如果神要达到他的心愿
，He will accomplish anyway.
他一定会成就的。
And there is no one can stop him.
没有人能够拦阻他。
Why do we even have the law?
我们为什么需要律法？
Therefore, we may add, is the law contrary to the promise?
因此我们会问，律法是与神的应许反对的吗？
And Paul felt very strong about that.
保罗有非常强烈的感觉。
He said, may it never be.
他说，断乎不是。
Brother and sister, the law And the promise are not contrary to each other.
弟兄姊妹，律法和应许并不是相对的。
If it's not contrary, then what exactly the purpose of the law?
如果他们并不是互相反对的，那么律法的意义是什么？
Let's say what is really a promise.
让我们来说，应许是什么？
If you look at God's promise to Abraham.
如果你看神向着亚伯拉罕的应许
You can reduce all the promises into two simple things.
你可以把这应许能够集中在这两件事
Number one, a land.
第一是那块地
Number two, a seed.
第二是那位子孙
This is the promise.
这就是应许
Promise a land.
他应许那块地
And promise a seedTo inherit this land,
应许有一位后裔要来承接这产业。
But the fullness time has not come.
但时候还未满足。
Before the fullness of time came,
在时候满足以前。
And the law was like a tutor.
律法就如同师父。
That would bring us to the seed.
能够带我们到这后裔那里。
Now, if not for the law.
如果不是律法
We never will realize our true conditions.
我们永不会明白我们自己的光景。
It is the law that causes us to see who we are.
是律法叫我们看见我们的光景。
It is the law that reduces eventually us to no longer us.
是律法叫我们能够进入不再是我。
The law is that tutor.
律法是那个师父。
Before the sea came, is the law that tutors us to prepare us so one day we long for the sea.
当在那律的那那 那, 那后裔来以前，律师律法能够带我们做训蒙的师父，带我们到那那那位后裔那里。
So the purpose of the law is to prepare us to receive the promise.
因此，律法的用意就是带我们能够得着这应许。
And the promise is about the seed.
而这应许是关乎那位后裔。
And also the blessing of Abraham is about the Holy Spirit.
而亚伯拉罕的的福就是关乎圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit will help us to fulfill the law.
圣灵会帮助我们成全这律法。
So you see how they work together.
所以你看见这如何彼此
The law is the tutor guide us.To the promise.
律法是师父带我们进入这应许。
And the promise is a internal strength and power to help us to fulfill the law.
而这应许是我们里面的动力，叫我们能够成全这律法。
So the law and the promise are two sides of the same thing.
因此，这律法和应许是一件事的两面。
The law is the tutor.Before Christ,
的律法是基督以前的师父
and the Holy Spirit is the tutor after Christ.
圣灵是基督以后的师父
You see the plan of the Lord?
你看见主的计划吗
We always have tutors.
我们总是有师父
Before Christ and after Christ.
基督以前和在基督以后
And is the Christ crucified to connect these two periods?
耶稣基督钉十字架就把这两件相连了。
So how can we experience this on a daily basis?
因此，我们如何每天来经历这事呢
？No, we need to see the promise and the law are actually the two sides of the same thing.
我们必须要看见神的应许和律法是一件事的两面。
Do you know what was the day the law was given?
你知道？律法颁下的日子是哪一天
Bible didn't say a specific name
圣经并没有明确的说出是哪一天
But there are rabbis did the calculations
但有一些拉比他们做了一些计算
January 14 is Passover
1月14号是逾越节
They left Egypt January 15
1月15号他们离开埃及
They landed in the Sinai Mount Sinai in March
在三月，他们到达了西奈山。
We do not know exactly, which day in the March.
我们不确定是三月的哪一天。
There are many different potential or interpretations.
有许多不同的解释。
One of the interpretations is that they actually arrived in Mount Sinai on first day of the March.
有一个解释是说，他们到达西奈山是在三月一号。
If that is true.That's about 47 days.
如果那是真的，那就是47天之后。
Then they consecrate themselves for two more days.
然后他们自洁了两天。
On the third day, Moses went up to the mountains.
第三天，摩西就上了西奈山。
If this interpretation is correct,
如果这解释是正确的
the law was given after 50 days after Passover.
那律法是在逾越节之后五十天所颁布的
And that's the day of Pentecost
那就是五旬节
That is very striking, right?
这是很惊人的
You never thought the law has anything to do with Pentecost
你从不会想到律法和五旬节有什么关系
But before Christ Pentecost means God gave us the law
但在基督以前五旬节就是就提醒我们神给了我们律法
So for 1500 years when they celebrate Pentecost they remember the day in the wilderness and God have given the law to them
所以在1500年中当他们庆祝五旬节的时候他们就纪念神在旷野颁布了律法
But take 1500 years for them to realize that they can never abide the law
因此，他们花了1500年来明白，他们永不能遵行律法。
After 1500 years, they realized they had no wine.
1500年之后，他们就发现他们没有酒。
The tutor has done the work.
师父已经成就了工作。
After 1500 years, that Jesus Christ become the Lamb of Passover.
1500年之后, 主耶稣就成了逾越节的羔羊。
Then after that, the first Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down.
然之后的第一个五旬节, 圣灵就降下了。
It's the power and the wisdom for us to obey the law.
这就是我们的能力和我们的智慧能够来守全律法。
And the Holy Spirit became our tutor.
圣灵就成为我们的师父。
Will continue to take us forward.
能够继续带我们往前。
Until one day we can say Christ lives in me.
直到有一天我们能说, 基督在我里面活着。
If Christ lives in me, then all the promises will be accomplished.
若基督在我里面活着, 所有的应许都会成就了。
You know, these two tutors are telling you the same story.
这两个师父告诉你同样的事。
The first tutor says it's not about you.
第一个师父说, 不再是你。
And the second tutor also said it's not about you.
第二个师父也是说, 不再是你。
It's Christ in you.
是基督在你里面活着。
It's no longer I, but Christ lives in me.
不再是我, 而是基督在我里面活着。
God used two tutors to teach us this precious lesson.
神用两个师父来教导我们这功课。
So if we, in our daily life,
你是在我们每天生活中,
this Christ crucified must be applied.
我们必须能够活出耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But sometimes we are weak.
但有时候我们软弱。
And we recognize where we got, you know, beaten by serpents.
我们承认我们常被蛇咬了。
It happened all the time.
常常发生。
Every one of us, it happened to me as well.
我们每个人都会经历到，我也包括我。
You walk on this earth, you got bitten by serpent.
我们在这地上行走，我们就被蛇咬了。But
there is a way out.
但有一件事能拯救我们。
Moses did it.
摩西做了。Moses
put a bronze serpent on a standard.
摩西在这架子上放了一个铜蛇。And
whoever got bit by serpent will look away to that serpent.
如果被火蛇咬了，就能够仰望着铜蛇。When
they look, they live.
他们仰望着铜蛇，他们就活了。Brother
and sister, this is the way we live today.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们今天应当如何生活。It's
no longer I.
不再是我。I'm
weak.
我是软弱的。I
can be bitten by serpent.
我会被蛇咬。When
I was bit by serpent, I'm as good as dead.
当我被蛇咬的时候，我就如死了一般。
But there is a hope.
但有一个盼望。
There is a serpent on the standard.
在架上有一个蛇。
If I don't look at myself.
如果我不看自己。
If I don't look at my wounds.
如果不看我自己的伤口。
Brother and sister, most of the time, our problem is because we look at the wound.
弟兄姊妹，我们通常的难处就是我们看自己的伤口。I
will look at others. Why didn't they come to heal my wound?
我们就看别人为什么不来医治我们的伤口。That's
not the salvation.
这不是救恩。The
salvation is look away from your wounds.
这救恩就是不再看自己的伤口。Look
away from the people around you.
不再看你周围的人。Look
away to the bronze serpent. On the standard.
而仰望在架上的铜蛇。
And the moment you look, you live.
当你仰望的时候, 你就活了。
Brothers and sisters, this is applications.
弟兄姊妹, 这就是我们当活出来。
This is the burden in Apostle Paul's heart.
这就是使徒保罗的负担。
This is in his spirit.
这就是在他灵里的负担。
He felt so strongly.
他觉得有这么强烈的感觉。
Given that his eyesight was very poor.
虽然他的视力很差了。
He wrote this letter himself.
他亲自写了这书。
So he used big word letters.
所以他用极大的字体。
So you look at Galatians, he even mentioned that.
你看加拉太书里头, 他就提到这事。
How big a letter I wrote.
他写的字体有多大。
Because that strong burden in his heart.
因为在他心中极其强烈的负担。
Brother and sister, we pray the Lord would communicate that burden into our heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们祷告主， 能把这样的负担能够交通在我们的里面。
It's no longer I.
不再是我。
is not about anything that I have ever done.
不关乎我所做的任何事。
It is all about what Christ has accomplished on the cross.
而是关乎主耶稣在十字架上所做成的。
And this will set us free.
这能叫我们得着自由。
This will set all of us free.
让我们每一个人得着自由。
So that we can be sons.
叫我们成为儿子。
We're not the slave anymore.
我们不再是奴仆。
We are adopted as sons.
我们是得到儿子的名分。
And the son must be free.
儿子必须得到自由。
Now we must look away to the serpent on the standard.
我们必须仰望在架上的铜蛇。
So we can live every single day in our life.
因此在我们生活中每一天。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. We again can come to this book of Galatians.
父啊，我们再一次来到加拉太书面前。
We pray that the spirit that is burning Apostle Paul this morning will also burden us.
我们祷告，那感动保罗的灵也能够感动我们的心。
And we pray that this word become real in our life.
我们祷告这些话语在我们生活中成为实际。
So every one of us.Can see the preciousness of Christ crucified.
叫我们都能看见耶稣基督并他钉十字架的宝贵。
And this vision or and this truth will set us free.
这意象而这真理能够叫我们得着自由。
I pray that every one of us this morning will have the same visions.
我祷告每在这里每一位都能够有这样的意象。
And we would accept, we will obey.The tutor in our spirit.
我们能够接受，我们能够顺服在我们灵里的师父。
So when we are in trouble,
当我们有难处的时候
，we know where to look.
我们知道我们当仰望。
We will look away from our wounds.
我们不看自己的伤口。
We look away from the people around us.
我们不看我们周围的人。
We look away to Jesus.
我们仰望耶稣基督。
We thank you for this time.
我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Amen.
Amen.